Hey there, have you got a few minutes? It's important. Thank you. It's so hard to find someone who will just sit and let me finish what I have to say without interrupting. I wonder, have we met before? I meet a lot of people, way too many to remember. Maybe I asked you for some spare change while you were walking along the Embarcadero. Or maybe you stopped to listen to me playing my flute outside Whole Foods. Maybe you threw a pitying glance at me on your way into the library while I was resting on the steps. You can relax. I'm not asking you for money. All I want you to do is listen. It's not a sob story to make you help me. It's actually something I'm doing for you, to help you. There's something you need to know. Something the whole world needs to know. Something only I know. This all started on Tuesday. My friend Jumbo invited me over to the Tenderloin to play some chess at Boudicca Park. Who knows why, but somehow a good chess match always makes me sleepy. So, after we parted ways, I slipped into the public restroom to try to catch an hour. Just moments after I drifted off, I awoke to a shoe poking me in the ribs.
Who the hell are you?
It's an alien.
You stay out of this, Squish.
I have as much right to alien as you.
Well, are you deaf?
I must have accidentally fallen asleep in the toilet. I'm so sorry. It's these medications. I'm Clark Q. Higginbottom. Well, I better be getting home. Wait. This is not the restroom. It looks like a sort of shipping container with a weird machine in the middle. What is this? Who are you people? How did I get here?
This is transit. We're in transit. We're the people of transit.
It's always so simple for you, Flex. Leave the alien to us.
I'm Bristleton Cooler, but you can call me Sir. The annoying one is Squish, and the simple one is Flex Median. What's your purpose here, Higginbottom?
I don't know why I'm here, or how I'm here, or where here really is. I just fell asleep. Now I'm here. Why does Squish call me an alien?
You're not from transit, ergo, you're an alien.
And what's transit?
What isn't transit?
The rest of the world?
What world?
Earth. Vast oceans. Mountains. Trees. Sky. Parks, public restrooms, that stuff?
Never heard of any of that. Those are just nonsense words. But I have theories. I think there is something beyond transit. Probably a soft, gaseous purple fog on all sides. It's my belief that this fog is thick enough to hold us aloft, and has currents that carry us toward the destination.
The destination? What destination? Are you taking me somewhere?
Ignore Squish. Her theories are a load of inconsequential rubbish. There's nothing beyond transit, nothing beyond what you can see right here.
Just because you're too simple to conceptualize something doesn't mean it isn't real.
What destination?
Nobody knows the destination. It just stands to reason that we must come from somewhere, and we're in transit, so there must be a destination.
Action stations, action stations, action stations!
Working on it already.
Adjust the mixture, try more fluoride, or grease the track. Squish, did you grease the track this morning like I ordered?
Of course I didn't. This whole contraption is pointless. I don't play your stupid games to feed your ego, Bristleton.
Games? You fool! This could be the end for us all.
Got it!
Excuse me? May I ask what that was all about?
As if you don't know. Why weren't you helping? You're as bad as Squish.
I really don't have the slightest idea what's going on here.
It's the Rubikoff machine. We have to maintain the mixture, grease the track, polish the switches, and feed it input every hour. That's what we're here for.
This Rubikoff machine, what exactly is it for?
What do you mean? I just explained how it works.
It doesn't do anything. It's absurd. But these fools spend their whole lives tending to it anyway.
Squish, if you see it's absurd, why don't you leave? I mean, just walk out the door and see what's going on outside.
What door?
The one right over there.
I don't see a door.
I'll show you. This door.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get away from there, Higginbottom. You might break something.
Here, I'll open it. Hey, this looks like Market Street. Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've damaged the wall. Put that piece back immediately.
Flex?
This has nothing to do with me.
I shrugged back at them and stepped outside, finding myself in the middle of traffic at Market and Fifth. Transit was gone. I didn't tell anybody about transit. They'd only have thought I was crazy. I have a feeling that's what you're thinking right now, too. I am not crazy. This happened. The next morning, that would have been Wednesday, I went for a stroll down Mission towards the bay. In most of the city, it was a bright and sunny morning. But here in the heart of the city, it was dark. Shadows of the skyscrapers engulfing everything. I looked up at the sky just to make sure it was still there. From there, my gaze slid slowly down the side of the Millennium Tower, over hundreds of windows and seconds. Inside each window, people were living out their lives in a small share of a metal box. These were supposedly the lucky ones, the city's most successful, slaving away their entire lives to earn and keep their place. As I stood there on the pavement, looking up at them, I was overcome with a wave of pity for them. On the other side of the street loomed the unfinished hulk of the Salesforce Tower, where a million little rats will someday chase their cheese. By the time I reached the Embarcadero, I was feeling pretty lost in my head with these thoughts. I never even saw the bicycle that hit me and sent my head crashing into the concrete at just the wrong angle. I was out like a light. The next thing I felt was a tap on my shoulder, followed by a soft voice in my ear.
Listen carefully, Higginbottom. After you disappeared, we had another visitor from wherever it is you come from. Gloria Throckmorton is her name, and I don't want her to overhear us. She is diabolical. I back, and I need your help to save Transit from her wall. I know I can count on you.
I see you're awake now, Clark. Let's get one thing straight. You can leave any time, but while you're here, you'll do exactly what I say. This is my place now, and I won't have anyone messing it up.
Alright, it's all the same to me.
But it's not the same. She's changed the mixtures.
Back to work, Bristleton. Help Flex with the input.
Clock, I like this place. I plan on staying. They need a strong leader. Don't screw with me, and your visit can be pleasant. But cross me, and I'll have you in chains too.
She looked over my shoulder, and I followed her gaze behind me to the wall, where Squish was manacled.
She's learning the importance of hard work and obedience. You can have another hour to recover from your head injury. But beyond that, you'll have to earn your keep with work.
I watched them work for a few minutes. Flex seemed as unperturbed as ever, simply going through the motions. Bristleton Cooler, for all his seditiousness, was working at a frenzied pace. Gloria sat watching them, and occasionally barking new orders. I went over to the wall to have a talk with Squish. Are you okay, Squish?
Pain is but an illusion, like the world. Chains can never truly bind a free spirit.
I think I could get you out of this. Would you like help escaping?
To do what? Overthrow Gloria? I don't want power. All leaders are despotic, each worse than the one before.
The only noble action is to refuse to lead, and refuse to follow.
What about leaving Transit with me? Come back to my world. It's not a perfect world, but sure as hell beats being chained to the wall.
Ah, your so-called door. Don't talk nonsense. We can't breathe the purple fog. Leave me alone.
I went over to Flex Median, waiting for a lull in her activities to speak. Flex, sorry to interrupt you, but what do you think of the leadership change? Is Gloria treating you well? Better than Bristleton? Worse than Bristleton?
Who cares? My job is the same. Just making my way in life makes no difference who gives the orders.
Do you care what the orders mean?
Nope. Now get out of my way.
There didn't seem to be any purpose to my staying. I made my way to the door, opened it, and saw Golden Gate Park in front of me, specifically Stowe Lake. I looked back at the others, but they were all ignoring me, already reabsorbed in their own world. I stepped out into the park. It was dusk, and my head was still throbbing from the accident earlier. So I slept on this very bench you're sitting on. What I saw when I awoke is what I've got to show you now. I want you to turn around now. Very slowly. Try not to make any assumptions about what you're seeing. Don't see what you expect. Don't reject what can't be. Just see. Unfiltered. Do you see it now? Ah, you do. Go ahead. Reach out and touch it. It's a real door. No, I don't know where it goes. I'm afraid to open it. Are you? Transit was written, directed, and produced by Paul Nerum.
Bristleton Cooler was played by Splendid Bob.
Squish was played by a girl from the internet.
Flex Median was Susan Lynn Wiggum.
Gloria Throckmorton was played by amateur thespian Sheska.
The man who spoke to you, Clark Q. Higginbottom, was Paul Nerum. This program is licensed for free use and redistribution. Available on the web at www.quietplease.org/ownstuff.